serious about that. Auto, not so much. So if you want to waste a lot of money on internet leads, chase auto. Okay? If you want to waste a lot of money, chase auto. So currently, we are only recommending internet leads for auto if you do not have a property market or a competitive property product. But if you can go through the home, the condo, or the renter to get the auto, you're going to end up with a much better package. But again, if you're in one of those states or with one of those companies where you can't write property, then obviously if you want to use internet leads, you got to go direct to auto, you know, or through condo or through renter. But if you've got the ability to write the home and auto, you definitely want the property internet lead, not necessarily the auto. Now, aged leads seem to work best for property insurance, life insurance, health insurance. And what are aged leads? There are companies that you can go to and say, I want leads that are 30 days old and older. So you're actually buying leads that are 30 days old. See, remember I said earlier, there were people who will not buy the first week or the first second week or the first month or the first 6 months sometimes. So an internet lead, an aged internet lead, cost $1, $1.50. A brand new internet lead costs 15, 20, 12, depending on what you're buying. So for what we have discovered is that by buying the aged property insurance leads, the aged, especially life insurance, aged life insurance leads work phenomenally well. So an aged life insurance, an aged health insurance, we close at almost the exact same rate as if you had bought brand new leads. And the company that we're currently recommending for aged life insurance and aged leads is a company called StellarProspects.com. S-T-E-L-L-A-R, prospects.com. Now, when it comes to new leads, currently we don't have a recommended vendor for new leads. Okay, the larger companies tend to be the best, but currently we don't have a recommended vendor for new internet leads. I just haven't seen a company that stood out head and shoulders above anybody else. So whether it's NetQuotes or InsureMe or InsuranceAgents.com or any of these other ones that are out there, I personally, and through our research with our agencies and our member agencies, we just haven't seen a company that's head and shoulders above anybody else. So what I'll tell you is do your research and find the company that best fits your financial budget, your demographic that you're looking for, and that can provide the amount of leads that you're looking for without a bunch of upfront cost. It's real important that you're able to buy leads on a as-needed basis. So if I want 10 leads, I want to be able to buy 10 leads, and after 10, I don't want to spend any more money. So don't necessarily get one of those companies that just throw leads at you. Then you end up spending $12 or $1,200 or $12,000 for leads that you really couldn't work anyway because it was too much for you to handle. We really like those companies that allow us to dictate how many leads we're going to get. So number 7, internet leads, both new and aged. Our next, number 6, business referral partners. Guys, if you want to grow your agency in 2011, you can't do it alone. You can't. You must have business referral partners. Now, what is a business referral partner? These are other businesses that need business just like you do. They need prospects. They need customers just like you do. So you guys are going to partner. How would you partner? So I'll give you a classic example. I'll take Chuck E. Cheese. This is one of the businesses that we partner with. When Chuck E. Cheese, when someone signs up for a birthday party, there's a box right there that says Williams Family Agency, and you put in your name and all that. And if you're drawn, we're going to pay $50 toward your birthday party. Well, the only people at Chuck E. Cheese I know of that actually schedule birthday parties are people with children. If you have children, that means you have a life insurance need. That means you may have an accident. I know you probably have a home or an auto or at least something like that. And so we partner with Chuck E. Cheese. In return, what we do for Chuck E. Cheese is they give us coupons, and every time we do a quote, we'll email out that coupon to anyone that we give a quote to. So now people are being driven to Chuck E. Cheese through our coupons because I think it's 25 tokens or 50 tokens or whatever it is, free tokens that they give us. Well, everyone knows when you go to Chuck E. Cheese with a child, you're not just spending 25 tokens. You're going to spend 50, 75, 100 bucks. So Chuck E. Cheese just needs you in the door. I need to be able to talk to people that have children that have a life insurance need. So we partner that way. Now, pick your demographics that you need, pick the target audience. It could be for car repair shops, it could be for car washes, you know, if you're trying to sell auto, any of those. You need to go out and find you some business partners. Create at least 2 business referral partners for each primary product line in your agency. Don't just do one. And that's where a lot of agencies fall short. They'll get one person or one business and they say, oh, I got partners. Then when that one person or business dries up and doesn't send any more leads, now you're stuck like Chuck. You don't have anything driving business to you. So you want to create at least 2 business referral partners for each primary product line in your agency. Now for our members, use the How to Create a Business Referral Partner training and the step-by-step training documents that are located in our video and document library. So again, we've got a whole video, and I'll show you guys, for you new folks, I'll show you our video library here toward the end. But for our members, you need to get out there and look at that How to Create a Business Referral Partner training and step-by-step training aids located in the video and document library. But that's number 6, business referral partners. Number 5 is callfire.com. Now, I am a callfire.com junkie. I love callfire.com and what they're doing. They've got predictive dialers, automated dialers, text messaging, toll-free numbers, voice message trees, you know, voice message trees, to leave a message for Joe, press 1, to leave a message for Sally, press 2, to leave a message for sales or to be transferred to our sales department, press 1, or be transferred to our claims department, press 2. That's a message tree. Theirs is extremely affordable, so any agency can have a professional sounding message tree. They've got all kind of voice over internet services that they offer out there. So again, we really are big callfire.com. Now, where we really use callfire.com are the first 2, predictive dialers and automated dialers. So if I'm, as an example, if I'm doing policy review notices, I'll blast it out first in just a regular auto dialer email, or excuse me, auto dialer call that just goes out that says, hey, you're coming up for a review this month, please call the agency at your absolute earliest convenience to schedule an appointment. So I'll send that out. So maybe I got 500 people that are coming up for renewal. I know at least that went out to all 500. But then I'm going to take the predictive dialer, which is when I actually have a telemarketer sitting there on the other end of the phone waiting to talk to a live person. The thing we love about CallFire is CallFire goes through, dials everything for us. My person's sitting there listening to music. They only get connected when someone answers the phone. So they're not sitting there leaving messages. They're not sitting there dialing numbers. They're sitting there listening to music until someone picks up the phone, and it's seamless. The other person on the other end doesn't even know that you're using a predictive dialer to make this phone call. If you're calling a customer and you can leave a message, then it will automatically, you can just hit one button, it'll automatically drop a message, and while it's dropping the message, it's continuing to dial. So it makes your telemarketing 3, 4, 5 times faster than it normally would if you had one person. Plus, I can track it. That means I can go in and say, you made 50 phone calls or you made 75 phone calls. I don't have to rely on someone telling me they did it. The system actually tracks it for me. So it's a really, really good tool. That's our number 5 tool for 2011 we feel you need, which is callfire.com and utilizing some of those services that are in callfire.com. For our members, please go out and use the How to Create a Call Fire Telemarketing Program training. That's in our step-by-step training aids in the video and document library. So again, we talk about how to set up an actual telemarketing, low-cost telemarketing program for your agency. Number 4 is Cole Information. Now, I know there are a lot of list companies out there, you know, a lot of them. The reason why I like Cole is because I can pull a mass amount of information, a large amount of information at one cost. And for most of these list companies, I can't do that. Every time I want to pull a new list or run a new list, I got to pay more money. With Cole, I can do all kind of stuff. I can pull property X dates for homeowners, condos, and renters. I can pull businesses by SIC code in case I'm going after a particular type of business. They've also got Cole List, which is another tool that's part of the Cole information system. And this, using Cole List, you can locate targeted demographics like neighborhoods. They've got a little drawing tool. You can actually circle or draw a line along a neighborhood, and it will give you everybody inside of that line. It'll give you the phone number, the address, everything you need, the name, everything you need inside that. Where we really see this is out in California, where there are a lot of brush fire areas, or out in the coastal areas, some of these states, where one neighborhood, maybe one, just one block separates between being able to write a property and not being able to write a property. So I can take my whole list and actually draw out the area that I want and get all of the information. It also has a model client. We all know that within our particular book of business, there's a certain look to successful clients. Maybe it's a person who's been on their job for 20 years, or they live in this type of house, or they tend to have this type of income. Well, Cold List will actually allow you to be able to go out, say, here's, you know, you type in everything you want. I want someone who's been there for 20 years, who makes $150,000, who owns a home, who does this. Cold List will actually go out and model based on the area you choose and say, here are the people within this neighborhood that meet this exact criteria. So it's a phenomenal tool, guys, phenomenal tool. And so when it comes to X dating and understanding how to use Cole for our members, go to how to use the X date. We actually teach you there. We got an X date training video. Go out and use that X date training and the step-by-step training aids located in the video and document library. So I'm going to slow down here for a second. I'm going to pause for about 10, 15 seconds, let you guys catch up on your notes, because I really want you to get these last three, and I know I've thrown a lot of stuff at you, and you guys are trying to keep up and write everything down. So I'm going to pause for about 10, 15 seconds and just let you guys kind of catch up on your notes, and then we'll come back and we'll go over the 3, 2, and 1 of the top 10 tools. All right, I'm back. Were you able to catch up on your notes? Good. So now we're moving to the top three. These are the three tools that you must have in place in 2011 if you are going to be successful. All right, so let's look at this. Number three, Google Docs optional coverage form. Guys, one of the big issues with staff and one of the big issues with agencies is people just don't ask. They don't ask for the cross-sell. They don't ask for the upsell. They don't ask for the life insurance policy. They don't ask for anything. They're cashiers. They just process the endorsement and move on. End of story. Next, what this Google Docs optional coverage form does, and I'm actually going to show it to you, so don't worry. What this Google Docs optional coverage form does is it replaces the conversation. It makes sure that conversation is occurring with every endorsement, with every policy review, with every new customer process. All your folks have to do is get them to click on the link to open the document. That's it. Please click on this link and open this document. Once they open that document, the form does the work for you. So I'm going to come over here and I'm going to show you the Google Doc optional coverage form. Let me find it here. All right, I'll just open a brand new one, and we'll go to live form. Okay, here's the form. Again, this is Google Docs. This is free. This is free. So for those of you that know how to use Google, you can set it up. For our members, we've already got the step-by-step, line-by-line, how to actually set this up in the video library. What this form does, if you can see right here, it's called an optional coverage form. It's just a link. Person clicks on the link in the email, because you should be sending confirmation emails anyway. Here you'll see first name, last name. We always ask for the cell phone. That's always the preferred way in our agencies for us to communicate with people, is by cell phone, not by home phone. And then you'll see we have another question that says, if you provided a cell number, may we text message you if it's important that we contact you? And they just click yes or no. The nice thing about this Google Docs form is it only takes about 30 seconds for them to fill out. So we tell them, this only takes 30 seconds. It's all accept, decline. It's just click, click, click. So you click accept or click decline. If you accept, that means you want to talk about it, and I'll call you. If you click decline, it means you don't want to talk about it, and I won't call you. But let's look at what it explains. On this one, I've got towing and lockout reimbursement, rental reimbursement, jewelry rider or SPP, PUP, flood coverage, identity theft coverage, life insurance. You know, if you notice on the life insurance, it says, we strongly recommend you meet with our in-house life insurance expert. They can assist you in all areas of financial services such as life insurance, disability, long-term care, as well as retirement planning. And then they just click, I'd like to schedule an appointment with your financial services expert, or I choose to decline. Either way, the question's being asked. Down here, it's got, please click on any additional policy type you would like our agency to quote for you. On the ones that we use in our agency, we put, which staff serviced you today? So when they actually click this, it's a drop down with all the staff names. We can actually say this person serviced you or that person. So I'll know who's actually sending out the form and who's not sending out the form. Now all they do again is click accept, decline, accept, decline, accept, decline, click, 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 and then they hit submit. Once they hit submit, this flows right back to your agency in the Google Docs, and all you do is we go out every morning, we call it checking our money. We go out every morning and we check our Google Docs to see who accepted. And if they accepted, what we've seen is 9 out of 10 times the person will buy. Because remember, part of our conversation, and for you folks that are our members, go out and I role play the conversation to make sure you say it right and to get them to open it the right way. Part of our conversation is only accept the things that you want to receive a call about. Anything you don't want to receive a call about, just decline. Either you know you already have it or you don't want to talk about it, decline it. If you're not sure if you have it or if you want to discuss it, click accept and we'll call you. So that means by the time they click accept on this, they want to talk about it. So I'm not chasing ghosts here. This is a powerful form. It's free, okay? Understand that. Free. And if you use it right, what we're seeing is anywhere per producer, this is per licensed producer, we're seeing anywhere from 10 to 12 upsells per week and 2 to 3 new policies per week just from this form. Now, I've got agents that have set this form up and we'll do our mentoring and I'll come back and I'll say, hey, how's the Google Doc form working? They go, oh, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Oh, where do I go to check it? They never even go check it. They don't go check their money every day. And one agent the other day, I won't call his name, but we went out the other day and he had like 7 people that had already filled it out and had accept, had clicked accept. Now I know his staff was saying it the right way because we role played it together. So I know she was saying it the right way, but there was money just sitting there and the agent never opened up the form to go look at it. Why am I bringing that up? Because there's some of you on the line right now that have set this up, because this is not the first time I talked about it, that have went ahead and you set it up and you're not checking it. And that just doesn't make sense. No, it does not send you a someone filled out this form email. This is not what the form was designed for. I modified this form to be able to cover some of those weaknesses within my agency of staff not having the right conversation. So if you guys are sitting there going, well, no one emailed me and told me someone filled it out. They're not supposed to. It's not what the form was designed for. It's designed for you to go out every day, every morning, and check it. Go check your money every morning, okay? Google Docs is number 3. Number 2, a marketing assistant. A marketing assistant. Yes, a part-time little high school 17, 18-year-old kid or college kid or old retired person, I don't really care who you get, but you need to have somebody in your agency that's working the marketing processes. You can't expect your licensed sales producer to sell, quote, do endorsements, do everything else, and then go telemarket, and then set up my email, and then set up my social networking, and do all this other stuff. It's ridiculous. It doesn't work. It's too much work. Get you a marketing assistant. This guarantees that the marketing processes are implemented, because that's all they do. Your marketing assistant, they're there to work the 10 major marketing processes in an agency. Everything from policy reviews to sending out the social networking invite, to sending out the life insurance quote when someone does, whenever I have new business or someone does a policy review or there's a claim in my agency. Someone's got to be able to generate that life insurance quote. I don't need my LSPs or my licensed sales producers trying to do all that. It's too much. The number 2 thing you need in 2011 is you need a part-time, some folks, if you got a lot of money, you can use full-time, but part-time works just as well, a part-time marketing assistant. And what you're going to do with those folks, like I said, it's going to guarantee that the marketing processes are implemented first and foremost. But secondly, it's going to remove all that low-level marketing task from your licensed sales producers. See, sometimes we pile so much junk on our licensed sales producers that they're too busy to sell. Guys, never get so busy that you can't make money. That's just ridiculous, okay? That's just plain business stupid. So don't do that. Don't ever get so busy that you can't make money. Marketing assistant. Now for you, for our members in the video library, you can go into the how to properly staff your agency. We've got a whole video. It's process 03 as of this webinar. It's process 03, and it's called how to properly staff your agency. If you open up that attachment on the video, at the bottom of the video, you will see that I've outlined the 10 major marketing tasks that your marketing assistant should do and the 7 major tasks that your licensed sales producers should do. And if you do those 17 things, your marketing assistant do your 10 things, your licensed sales producers do those 7 things, you will see your production double this year over last year. Why? Because you're more efficient. You're more efficient. Not because you're doing anything extraordinarily different, but because you're more efficient with what you are doing in the agency. So again, for our members, use the how to properly staff your agency training and the step-by-step training aids in the video and document library. So what's the number one tool you should have for 2011? It's our Inspire Nation bi-weekly agent and staff training webinars. Why did I say it's number one? Because one of the major issues in a business is that staff just doesn't know what to do. They don't know what to do, and they don't know how to do it. They don't know how to structure their day. They're not sure when something should happen or why something should happen. The agent goes to a conference or goes to some workshop, gets all excited, and comes back and screws up the joke. What do I mean by screw up the joke? You guys ever been to a comedy show or some place where someone was telling jokes, and you heard all these jokes? Man, and you couldn't wait to go back and tell your friends the jokes. And as soon as you got back and start telling the joke, you screwed it up. That's what happens when these agents go to training without taking their staff. They screw it up. They come back and say, oh, we're going to use this Google Docs form. And all you do to get them to use it is you click on it, and then they're going to put their cell phone number, and then your marketing assistant's going to get it and mail them out a life insurance quote. And staff's going, what the heck are you talking about? And the agent goes, I don't know, but it sounded good in the workshop. So that's why we're doing our bi-weekly. I got tired of staff not knowing what was going on. The agent filtering the information and the staff who actually does the work not having a clue what to do. So that's why we're doing this. So bi-weekly starts January 3rd every 2 weeks, with the exception of holiday Mondays. Every 2 weeks on a Monday, I'm going to train a particular process or tool, starting with the endorsement process, which is the core foundation of any existing agency, moving into the telemarketing and the claims and the new customer. And we're going to touch as many of these as we can this year, and then those that we can't, we're going to pick them up again next year. But we're going to get through that whole video library in the next 2 years and make sure that everybody is clear on what they need to do and how to do it. And the reason why I'm doing this, guys, is it allows Inspire Nation to properly train the staff on the tools and processes. It guarantees that training time is scheduled in the agency. See, the best intentions mean nothing without action. So a lot of times agents will go, oh, man, we need to train. Guys, we need to train. Billy's right. We need to train. We need to train. Okay, but no one schedules it. What I've discovered, and as long as I've had Inspire Nation, is that agents won't go into the video library. Staff won't go into the video library, but they'll show up for every webinar. When I clicked on this today, 10 minutes till the webinar started, there were 311 folks that had already logged on. Now, the majority of people log on after the webinar starts. But there are already 311 people that had logged on before the webinar even started. So, again, this is a scheduled event, so people show up for a scheduled event. That's why I'm doing the biweekly training. It also allows me to monitor and track attendance, because every time you log on, when you register, you log on, I can track that. I can say, not only did you log on, I can tell you how long you were there. I can even tell you if your computer went black. So if you weren't paying any attention, or you weren't moving your mouse, or you weren't following along and the screen goes black, it actually tracks that. So I can tell, you know, if an agent or staff just logged on for the sake of logging on because their agent made them do it, but they didn't really pay any attention. So you don't have to wonder if the processes are being looked at and learned. I can tell you if they are. Now, each person in the agency needs to register individually. Members, this is so important. I don't know where the breakdown occurred or the miscommunication. It's not a deal where there's one registration per agency when it comes to the biweekly training. Now, there's one registration when it comes to accessing the video and document library, but for the actual webinars. I need each individual person to register for the webinar. That way I can track every person individually. Okay? That way I know who's training and who's not training. So those are our top 10 tools for 2011. Now I'm going to run over some of the processes. I'm not going to go as in deep into the processes I did in the tools, but I do want to go over the processes. And I want to thank one of my member agents, Liz Nunez in New York, for typing this up for me last minute because I was running a little bit late here trying to get this out for you guys. So I appreciate her stepping in and saying, move out the way. Let me type this. You type way too slow. So I thank her for that. All right. Top 10 processes for 2011. What I showed you earlier were the top 10 tools. Now I'm going to tell you the top 10 processes. Number 10, new customer process. It needs to work and work effectively the way that I have it written in the video library. Number 9, emergency contact process. You want to grow your business, people got to know about you. More people that know about you, the better it's going to be. Number 8, cancellation termination audit. I am absolutely amazed how many agencies don't have a cancellation or termination process. It's like, are you kidding me? You're writing new business and it's running out the door as fast as you can write it. That just doesn't make sense to me because you won't pick up the phone or have your staff pick up the phone and go, hey, your payment's due. Most of the captive companies, they've already got this automated. They have companies that'll make these calls for you. But if for you independent guys like me, we got to do this in-house. We got to do this ourselves. Cancellation and termination. What's a termination? Termination may be something like the companies are terminating homeowners. Well, don't be afraid to call those folks. You're losing them anyway. Try to save as much as you can. Rate increases. I'm always amazed at agents that are afraid to do rate increase calls. And then the customer in your scores, like these ALI scores and loyalty index scores and JD Power scores and all these different surveys that they send out, one of the top complaints is, I had a rate increase and nobody told me. Nobody called me. Nobody made me aware. That's part of your cancellation termination process. Number 7, customer policy review process. Everything you want to do in your agency is built around customer policy reviews. You need life insurance? Do a review. You need accident policies? Do a review. You need to write more auto? Do reviews. So again, customer policy review process. Birthday process. Guys, I've got a database of well over 80,000 plus contacts that I actually send birthday calls to, birthday text messages, birthday emails. See, birthdays are one of those things that everybody has. Everybody doesn't have a car. Everyone doesn't have a house. Everyone doesn't have a apartment or condo. Everyone doesn't have a need for life insurance, or they don't think they have a need anyway. But everybody has a birthday. So the birthday process is as simple as everyone you meet, when you get that card, you're out at a meeting, flip it over and say, hey, what's your date of birth? I don't need the year. I just need the month and the day. See, women aren't afraid to tell you their birthday. They're afraid to give you their birth year. So what you have to do is eliminate the birth year. Just say, give me the month and day. And then what do you do with that? You go out and you send them an email on their birthday, or you send them a text message on their birthday, or you send them a Facebook, hit them up on Facebook and go happy birthday, or hit them up on LinkedIn and go happy birthday. See, that's why you need a marketing assistant, because you're not going to have time to sit around and do this. A marketing assistant will do this for you. Number 5, daily schedule. You see, I'm asking you to do a lot of stuff, but how do you fit it all into a day? Oh, Billy, you don't understand. This is all great talk. It all sounds good, but we're so busy. Well, you're so busy because you have no structure. So from 9:30 to 10:30 on Mondays, I know that the claims process is happening in every one of my agencies. Why? Because it's the priority, and I assigned a person to the priority. 1 o'clock, I know the new customer process is happening. I know the emergency contact process is happening. Why? Because I assigned a priority. Okay, Joe, Judy, Bob, whatever, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, this is your priority. We'll take care of the phones. We'll take care of walk-ins. We'll take care of everything else. I need to make sure this is happening because this is a moneymaker for my agency. So you need that daily schedule. Number 4, referral process. You can't do it alone. You better get your customers sending you new business. You better get your emergency contacts sending you business. You better get your partners, your business partners, other businesses in your neighborhood sending you business. Because if you think you're going to be able to buy your way to success, not going to happen. It's too saturated of a market. You got to have other folks. You got to have foot soldiers out there working for you, helping to drive business to your agency. So you need a good, strong referral process. Number 3, claims process. I'm absolutely amazed that folks are not taking advantage of the claims event. That's when you show your value. That's when you show your true grit. And I don't mean take advantage like, oh, let me call them and make sure they're okay and rub their hands and rub their head and kiss them on the cheek and it's all good. I'm talking about using it to make them feel good, but also using it to drive business to your agency. So as an example, in every one of my agencies, if there is a claim that occurs, I don't care what kind of claim it is. It can be a glass claim. It could be a towing claim. I don't care what it is. If I don't see a life insurance policy, my marketing assistant is going to generate a life insurance quote for you, and my in-house life producer is going to call you. That's my professional responsibility to do that. Okay? It's not a niceness. It's a professional responsibility. Taking care of your life insurance is the most important thing that I can do, because guess what? I can have your auto and home insurance, and if you're the breadwinner and something happens to you, how is your wife and your children, how are they supposed to survive? Now they can't even pay that home and auto premium anymore because there was no life insurance to keep their quality of life going. It is the most important professional task that I have is generating life insurance, and I use my claims process as part of that. Well, every process we do in all of my agencies generate life insurance. It's a cash cow. It's right for the customer. It's right for the agency. So every process generates life insurance, but the claims process is a great process to be able to do that. The endorsement process, very short but involved process that we have in all of our agencies. And then finally, role play. Number one thing, number one process, if you walk away from this webinar and you go, wow, name one thing I really need to do, role play. I think it's the number one weakness in most agencies. Staff and agents just have never practiced what to say. So every time the phone rings, it's a brand new day. It's a whole new event. You're reinventing the wheel every time, and that just doesn't make sense. Why? Because someone doesn't take 5 or 10 minutes and role play the endorsement process, and role play if someone calls and has a problem with their rate, and role play the fact that you're a new customer and I need you to do this. Role play how the Google Docs form work. Role play is the number one thing that you need to have in your agency for 2011. Okay, I want to stress this again. Role play is the number one thing you need to have in your agency for 2011. So what I'm going to do now, guys, is real quickly, I'm almost done, hang in there. I'm going to come over here and I'm going to show you our video library. So let me go to my video library here. I don't know if you guys can see my screen. I don't think you can. I think I have it paused. Yeah, I do. You guys are still on the top 10 processes. So I'm logging into my video library, and then I'll go back live here in just a second. All right. In the video library, this is for members and non-members because I got just as many members who are going, wow, that's pretty neat. Video library, it's all set up for you guys. You guys can see right here. From process one all the way through. This is process order. If you were a brand new agency, I would tell you to come out and just follow my processes, follow the order of processes. But everything you want to know is there. You want to know how to create a telemarketing program? Got it. You want to know how to do mailings with telemarketing? Got it. You want to know how to use the cloud call center or use conference calls to help drive business to your agency? We got it. What about the claims process, the endorsement process, how to look up customers by phone number? What about that Google Docs form that we talked about that you guys are over there salivating about? So let me open this Google Docs form video here and just show you what I mean about the attachments. So on the Google Doc, on the bottom of every one of our videos, there are attachments. So you can see right here, Google Docs screen pick. And one of the things I've learned is if you guys have to think about something, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So I've already written your script for you. I've already written your questions for you. I've already shown you how to get it to your email. There's your decline coverage form questions. I also put it out here on screen captures because I didn't want you to have to figure out. I wanted you to just be able to say, okay, Billy said do this. So you've got it screen capture step by step. And I'm going to show you here, and then I'm going to hop off here because we're about 10 minutes till the hour, and I try not to hold you guys over 50 minutes. I'm sure you're tired of hearing my voice by now, but just hang in there till you see this. Because for our members, I think it's real important as well that you understand the resources that are available. So this is my actual PDF document that's here, and it goes step by step. You say, well, I don't know. I don't have a Google account. Well, I show you how to set it up, how to create one, and then I screen capture every step of the process, every step. So there's no excuse for you not to go out and set up a form like this, especially if you're one of our members. That just doesn't make sense at all. So again, this is your top 10 processes for 2011. Number one, role play. Members, get your butt in that video library, okay? 2011, make sure everybody in your agency has individually signed up for the biweekly training so we can get you taken care of. And if you're a non-member, what are you waiting on? It's 2011. You know what? It's a whole new year. Now's the time to do it. Go out to inspireanation.com, .net, .org. I own them all, so it doesn't matter. Go out to Inspire Nation and look at our member sign-up page and see if it's something that you want to participate in. That's all the sales pitch you're going to get from me about this. Okay? Appreciate you guys being here. And if you have any questions, you can email us at info@inspireanation.net. And we will talk to you on our next training. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.